Ready? Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, as usual, I have good news for you. I have been teaching metaphysics for over 20 years, maybe 25 years now. And I've read all the different books. And of course, you know that I do see people on a private basis. And what has come up with all of this is we all think we have different problems. We all think that this is going on and that's going on. We're all looking out there at the conditions in the world, and we're trying to do something about them. The only thing you can do anything about is your own consciousness, is your own thinking. And every problem that you're having is coming from your thinking and from your consciousness. So there's only one little thing that we ever have to change, and that's our consciousness. That's our mind, the way we are thinking. When we start to think differently about ourselves, things on the outside of life change. But we are so used to tampering with the outside of life that we fail to see that. And that is why so many people struggle with things. You can't change anything on the outside of life. You can only change yourself, but it comes from the inside, and it comes with your thinking, and we can change our thinking, and it doesn't matter what your background is, what your education is, who your parents were. Nothing has anything to do with you except your thinking, and your thinking about yourself. When I have clients, they want to tell me all their problems, and they want to tell me why they are the way they are, and they want to blame it on their family, they want to blame it on their parents, they want to blame it on their biology. They want to put the blame everywhere. Now, I do not believe in blame, but I do believe in responsibility. And I do believe that we can be intelligent people and realize that we are the ones that are causing our life to be the way it is. No one else is causing that. We're doing it. And once you know that and just take that responsibility without any blame, therein lies the freedom in your life. You can change yourself. You don't have to believe that. You don't have to believe what your parents told you. You know, you'll never get ahead, or you're short, or you're fat, or you're ugly, or whatever you have in your mind that your parents told you. That's their idea. That doesn't have to be your idea. You can change the idea that you have of yourself. And that's what your whole life is about. Your whole life is about changing who you think you are. From day one, we are told what? That we're white or black or this or that. That we come from this race or that race. That we come from this country or that country. That this is the way we do things in this family. And we believe all that. And we look out and we see all that. And that's what gets us into all the trouble. You can be any person that you want to be. You can achieve anything that you want to achieve by using your mind, by using your thinking. What man can conceive, mind can achieve. Your responsibility ends at that. You come up with a desire that you want, and you hold that desire. That's the only responsibility that you have, to focus on what you want and to concentrate on what you want and allow mind to do the work for you. To let mind do the work for you. When I say mind, I mean the mind of God or the mind of the universe. There's only one mind, and we're all living moving and having our being in that mind. And we're all thinking with that mind. And when you know that, that you have an infinite power, and you can allow that infinite power to do the work for you, you can have what you want. And you can change your opinion about yourself. And that's what life is all about, is growing your consciousness. You grow your consciousness when you change your opinion about yourself. I used to think I was short. I don't think that anymore. I used to think a lot of things about myself. I don't think those thoughts anymore. I've changed those thoughts, and I've changed myself. Now, basically, I look the same. My family would look at me and say, oh, he's the same, same old Dallas. But I know better than that. I know how my thinking has changed. I'm no longer mean. I'm no longer hateful. I'm no longer spiteful. I've decided to change those things about myself. And I've changed those things. And when I changed those things, my life changed. I happened to become happier and healthier and wealthier. And it was done with changing my idea of who I was and where I came from. I didn't come from a rich family. I didn't come from a rich family. My family had money, not compared to other people, but we never starved. We never did that. But I lived outside of a small town in Pennsylvania in farm country. I went to a basic high school, and I was able to then go to college. But I didn't have all the privileges and all the things that some people have. But I didn't put myself down for any of that stuff. And when I wanted to learn something, I went out and learned it. I didn't say, well, I can't do that because I didn't come from that neck of the woods and those people do things differently. And whatever you're thinking, stop thinking bad things about yourself. Think only wonderful, marvelous things about yourself. This thing that we call God only thinks great things about you and only knows great things for you. This thing called God loves you so much and holds you in the highest of esteem always. And our job is to mirror that. Our job is to learn to think God thoughts after it, so that we know that we're wonderful, we know that we're marvelous, we know that we're magnificent, and that we know that we have this power within us, that we are one with this power. And this power is able to do what we cannot do. You can call it spirit if you want. Spirit is always able to do what you cannot do. It can find your right place and put you in it. But you have to allow that to happen. And you allow that to happen by changing the idea that you have about yourself. First of all, you change the idea, well, that can't be done. You see, never allow a thought in your head that says it can't be done. We're working with infinite intelligence. Infinite intelligence. We can't even, with our finite mind, understand what that means. We just know it means big. It means something powerful. It means something. But we can't grasp what infinite means. When we look up into the heavens at nighttime and we see how vast that is and how far that goes, we still can't grasp how far it goes. Because we can see. We can't see. No one is able to see to the end of the universe because there is no end to the universe. There is no end to this thing that we call God. This thing that we call God is a power. It's an intelligence. It's a law. And the only way that we know that it exists is because we know how to use it and achieve an effect. But that's all we know about God. All the rest of the stuff that you know about God, that you've been told about God, is twaddle. God is not a man. God does not live in heaven. God is not spiteful. God is not jealous. God has no human qualities because God is not human. But we are human. But we are also God-like. We are all gods in the making. All gods in the making. When it says we are made in the image and likeness of God, it means we are made in the image and likeness of God inwardly. Inwardly. Because God does not look like a human being. It's an intelligence. It's a force. It's a power. And we know how to use it. And we can prove that by taking a desire and putting it what we call into the law of mind, which is the mind of God or the infinite mind, and allowing mind to go to work on it. And mind has to mirror it back to you. Has to mirror it back to you. Because here in this open space, we are surrounded by this thing that we call God. And we make a mold. We set up a vibration. We set up a thought atmosphere. And that thought atmosphere must take clothes and dwell among us. And we can prove that. I can prove that all the time. That this power is always working. And it's always saying yes. And it's always willing to do what you want it to do. But you have to move yourself out of the way. When we say move yourself out of the way, that means you have to give up all the negations that you have against that. All the doubts. All the suggestions from the world and from race mind who say it cannot be done. You have to know that it can be done. And you have to know that there is this power. And you can call it anything you want. That's the great thing. We just named it God. You can name it Harry. Doesn't matter. What matters is that you start to believe that you are a center of God activity. And that when you think, God thinks. And that when you ask for something, and you are absolutely definite, specific, and know exactly what you want, you will have it. You will have it. When you concentrate on keeping your mind on what you want, and not allowing it to go here, there, and everywhere, you will focus in on that, and it has to appear in your life. That's an immutable law of the universe. And people have been using this law for over 2,000 years. So this is no big thing. We have this big new thing out called The Secret. People have known this all this time. But we have convinced ourselves and allowed ourselves to be convinced by what we call race mind or race consciousness, which tells us, oh, that can't be. That can't be true. And I'm here to tell you, it is true. And it can change your life. And it can make you happy. And it can make you happy all the time. You see, race mind tells you that that's an impossibility. That you have to have stress, struggle, and strain in your life. That life has to be difficult. That we are here to work ourselves to death. That is not true. That is not true. We are here to enjoy ourselves. We are here to grow ourselves. We are here to learn. And the main thing that we are here to learn is we are here to learn to love ourselves. To learn to love ourselves unconditionally across the board so that your mind doesn't say, oh, yes, but remember, and da, da, da. and pick on you all the time and tell you, oh, you shouldn't have said that. Oh, you didn't get up in time. Oh, you missed that job because of this, 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 and this. That's not loving yourself. Your mind should be telling you all the time that you're magnificent, that you're wonderful, that you're great. All the time. No negations going on. No put-downs going on at all in your mind, in your consciousness. And we have to change that ourselves. Because the thing we call God is not going to change it for you. Because God doesn't know that you're doing that to yourself. God doesn't know that you're doing that to yourself. So if you're sitting around for God to say, no, you're a good boy, forget that. God already knows you're a good boy. God already knows everything about you. It's cover. It's you that doesn't know. You have to know it. Oh, I wish God loved me more. God can't love you anymore. God already loves you more than you can understand. But you have to love yourself more than you can understand. It all starts inside. And it starts with your consciousness. So work on your consciousness. Don't worry what's going on in the outside of life. Don't worry what people are saying about you or to you or anything. What are you thinking right here and right now? I am a marvelous center of God activity. I'm a marvelous center of God activity, and I have a power within me that can bring anything to me that I put my mind to. Then you let that go and you let this mind do that work. Remember, fun and entertainment committee, ways and means. Let God do what God does and you do what you do. But change your mind about yourself. Always stay in your mind and correct it so that you are thinking the thoughts that you want to think and you are feeling the feelings that you want to feel, because you're doing it. Nothing on the outside of life is doing it. People can come up and be very mean and hateful to you, and you can choose then, how am I going to feel about this? How is my thinking going to be about this? Am I going to love them, bless them, and release them so that I can remain in peace? Or am I going to start a conversation inside of my head saying they're mean, hateful, dreadful people. I wish I'd have never met them. I wish they were dead. I wish this would happen to them and that would happen to them. Where is that going to get you? Where is that going to get you? Instead of saying, well, that doesn't bother me at all. I know who I am. I know who I am. I had a friend. Her name was Hattie Jackson. She was a minister. And she was a black woman. And I loved her. We were great friends. And I always would forget that she was black. I just forgot that. So people would say something and I'd have to think a minute, oh yeah, she is black. So anyway, besides that, I was at one day with Hattie, and you can change. What do you think of the N-word? Meaning nigger. And she said, Dallas, it doesn't bother me at all because I know who I am. I do not get offended because of somebody else's ignorance. I know who I am. If you know who you are, nothing will offend you. Nothing will offend you. If you know that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter, anything that anyone says to you cannot bother you. Cannot bother you. So it's done with your thinking and changing your perspective about yourself. Always remember that. Change your idea about yourself. Get a bigger, better idea of who you are and a bigger, better idea of what you want from life. And this thing called God will fill it for you. Will fill it for you. But it starts with you, with knowing that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. And with that, let's do the matter dance. He's new.
Just follow us.
Already? I matter. I matter. I really, really matter. I matter. I matter. I really, really matter. Yay. I know it seems silly to the new people, but it absolutely is imperative that you get that down. And especially when I look out and see younger people. Do it now for yourself. Do it now for yourself. Don't wait any longer. Learn it now. I was late learning it. Very late learning it. And I'm delighted that I learned it. And it has changed my life. And that is why I teach today. Because it helped me. And I know that it can help other people. Because I was not a nice person at one time. Oh, I thought I was nice. But I wasn't. I smoked and I drank. And I had what was called a stainless steel tongue. I could cut somebody down that fast. And I was proud of that because people feared me. And I thought, that's power. But I didn't like myself. I did not like myself. And I was on the verge of leaving this plane of action because I thought, nothing makes sense. My life isn't doing what I want it to do. No one around me seems to be happy. I'm working all the time. There seems to be no purpose to life whatsoever. And then I made up my mind to change. And it was a very powerful thing. I was on the way to work, and I was in front of the VA hospital in Georgia, and all of a sudden I just took my hands and I slammed them on the steering wheel and I said, oh, I'm so sick and tired of this. Something has got to happen, and I don't care what it takes. If I have to kiss a snake, things are going to be different. Something heard that. And in no time flat, books came to me, newspapers came to me, this happened, that happened. A friend of mine said, have you been to that church at the museum? I said, no, try that church at the museum. I walked in to the Atlanta Church of Religious Science, and I had such an overwhelming relief. I went, oh my God. Finally, somebody is talking the way I am believing. And I thought it was crazy for years because no one else around me ever thought that their thinking was causing what was going on. It was always something on the outside of life that was causing it. But it's not. You're always the cause under your own experience. Always the cause under your own experience. My friend Alice Toomey used to say, nothing is happening to me. I am the happening. Nothing is happening to me. I am the happening. That's what you have to realize. But you are the cause. You are the cause in everything in your life. And your thinking is building the house that you're living in, brick by brick by brick. So if you don't like what you're building, change it. Change your mind. See yourself differently. See yourself differently. But don't allow race mind to dictate things to you and to tell you the way you have to live. And it does that constantly. It does that constantly. Learn to think for yourself. Learn to think for yourself. And value your thinking. Know that your thinking is correct. So many people don't think that they're thinking correctly. That somebody else can think better than they can. That's an impossibility. If there's only one mind and it's the mind of God and we're all using the mind of God, then our minds have to be good. All our minds have to be good. And we can achieve what we want by knowing that. So don't allow race mind to filter in to your mind. Recognize it. It's always going to be there. But don't let it influence you. Because race mind is always going to say you can't. Race mind is always going to tell you that there's lack and limitation in the world. Race mind is always going to tell you that there's poverty in the world. Sorry. That there's disease in the world. And those things, yes, they exist. But there's no necessity for them. There's no necessity for them. They exist because we believe that they exist. If we knew that everyone here is wealthy, then everyone here would be wealthy. But we say some people have money, some people don't have money. Some people are this and some people are that. All people are absolutely alike, and all people want exactly the same thing. And the thing that they want is peace of mind. But we think it's everything else. We think it's the relationship. We think it's the career. We think it's the money. When you gain peace of mind, all these other things are added on to you. They're just added on to you. Then it all comes to you. But you're working on the outside of life. You must work on the inside of life. And then you'll see all the difference in the world. Try that. Let's do a spiritual mind treatment. When I use the word spiritual mind treatment, it's just a form of prayer. We are taking time out to know what this thing we call God already knows about us. We are affirming or reaffirming what the universe already knows about us. I will do this in the first person. And all those who are willing may take it for themselves in the first person. I know that my word has power. That my word goes forth and brings back to me exactly what I speak into the law. And right now, I am speaking my word. I am speaking my word for abundance and prosperity. I see abundance and prosperity everywhere. Therefore, I have abundance and prosperity. I also know that abundance and prosperity includes money. And I allow money to freely circulate in my life. And I have money. And anything in my consciousness that tells me different is now completely destroyed. It is destroyed by the power of my word. I am wealthy. I am rich. I have a rich father, and that rich father is more than willing to give me everything that I want, and I accept it, and I let that be so, and so it is. Always know when you're speaking to yourself, to anybody, to a group, or when you're giving a spiritual mind treatment, that your word has power. You have to know that your word has power. If you don't know that your word has power, it's going to be very difficult for you to demonstrate. You have to know that. And how do you know that? You know that by just declaring it. You just declare that. And you declare it and know it till you know it. Till your mind absolutely accepts, I have power. My word has power. And it goes forth. It sets up a vibration. And that vibration collects and comes back to me. But it's done with the power of your word. In the beginning was the word. States that in all sacred scriptures. Because it's a vibration. It's a vibration. We call this chakra here the power center. Because this power center is where your voice is located. And this is the power that you have. And you've all used your power of voice and not known it. Now you have to know it every time. Every time you open your mouth, you have to know that its power that is behind that word is the power of the whole universe. And because you are the center of God activity. You are the center of God activity. The world, race mind, wants to take that away from you. It wants to tell you that you're weak, that you have no power whatsoever. And it's certainly going to be very hard to convince other people that your word has power. But the nice thing is you don't have to convince other people. All you have to do is convince yourself. You see, I don't care what other people are thinking. I only care what I'm thinking. Do you remember when you were a kid or when I was a kid? The favorite thing in my parents, what will other people think? If you do that, what will other people think? I don't care what other people think. I don't know what other people think. I only know what I think. And I only know that I can change my thinking. So I stay at home in my own consciousness. And I try to change it all the time. Just to make it clear. So that I can get clear on things. And I try to give up all old hates, hurts, resentments. They don't do any good. They don't do you one bit of good. So we try to keep our mind clear so that this power in the universe can work through us. Because God can only do for you what God can do through you. God doesn't operate out here. Say, well, I think Dallas wants that. I'll move the table. I'll do this. No. God only works here through me. Only works here through me. And then the table moves. And the things get done. The reason why I bring some of this stuff up is to try to clear away old ideas that you have about God or about old time religion. And I'm never putting these religions down, by the way. They've done marvels, but they've also done a great deal of harm. This teaching does not do harm. You can use this teaching for harmful things, but this teaching does not do harm. You see, God doesn't do harm, but you can use God for harm. So I like electricity. It can light this room or it can kill you. But it doesn't know the difference. It only knows how to do. It only knows how to do. So this thing that we call God only knows how to do. This thing that we call the law, which is the law of mind, only knows how to do. And we are never taught about the law of mind. We're taught little things by race mind, but we don't put them together. We have little things in race mind which say birds of a feather flock together. That's the law of attraction. That's the law of attraction. And is that not true? Is that not true? Birds of a feather flock together. Don't a lot of rich people always hang out together? Don't poor people always hang out together? Don't black people always hang out together? Don't this happen, that happen? Don't different levels of intelligence hang out together? Birds of a feather always go together. The law of attraction. What goes round comes round. What you put out will come back to you. That's a law of the universe. That's a law of mind. That's the way your mind works. This teaching is to show you how your mind works so that you can use this wonderful gift that you were given to improve your life, to make your life happy, and not just read about it and not think it's all one of those airy-fairy things, the happy ending that only Hollywood can give. No. Your life can absolutely have the happy ending. Absolutely have the happy ending. But we watch television, which tells us that's not true. We watch soap operas. We go to be great movies. We go to a lot of things that don't lift us. That don't lift us. And we come out and we say, see, that's the way life is. Life is not that way. Life is not that way. Don't allow the outside world to convince you of those things. Think for yourself. Think for yourself. And give up all those other ideas. And your life will change. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Tonight's topic is conversation. And I've told you this many times. We are always born in to a conversation that is already going on. And when we decide to incarnate on this planet, we come here with a blank sheet, and then things start to get written on that sheet. So we're born into this conversation, which is race mind. And it's telling you what can be done and what can't be done. And we start to believe that that's it. Because it's always going to teach you limitation. It's always going to teach you limitation. When Moses was on this plane of action. So was electricity. But they didn't have electricity, did they? Because the conversation that he was born into did not allow that to happen. That was the limitation. Look at children today. I have difficulty with a computer. Show me a 3-year-old kid and they'll do a computer better than I can. Why? Because they're born into a conversation that's already going on. They're born into that mind, that invisible thing that you can't see, that thing that we move, live, and have our being in. So we're always living in a conversation that's going on. We're always moving through thought atmospheres that are going on. And we have to be awake and aware to see how we want to respond to that. And do we want to live in that conversation? And then we look inside of ourselves and we see what kind of a conversation is going on inside of our minds right now. What are we believing is possible? And what are we believing is impossible? Because there's no impossibility. There's no impossibility. So, you have to look at your conversation and the conversations that are going on around you. If you're around a lot of people who talk nothing but lack and limitation, you have to start to believe that. So then you think, oh, well, they're right. Because look, there's 20 of them there, and there's only one of me, and they're all saying the same thing. So they must be right and I'm wrong. So that can't be done because those 20 people tell me. Any great thing that came into this world by one individual who thought differently than anybody else. Anything that you have that advanced mankind came into existence through one person who said, no, it can be done. No, it can be done. And that's what you have to know in your mind. It can be done. There's no limitations in the mind of God. When we are not demonstrating what we want, it's because we, in our thinking, have put a limit on it. And we have made a limitation for ourselves. Most people view the limitations of the world by their own limitations. But there are no limitations. We are free to think anything that we want. And we are free to think big things. And only big things stimulate you. Little thoughts don't stimulate you. They don't do a thing for you. It's all right to have them, but they don't do anything. You have to get enthusiastic by something big. Ooh, now that I could sink my teeth into. Think big thoughts. And think big thoughts about yourself. Don't limit yourself. You see, years ago they used to tell everyone that you're lower than the worms. And that this is wrong with you and that's wrong with you and oh da 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 da. Well, none of that stuff is true. None of that stuff is true. Some churches are still doing that. Some religions are still doing that. Remember last summer I went to my brother's church, Presbyterian, I'll name it out. It's a brand name church. Before the service, they had to stand up and tell everyone how unworthy they were. I am unworthy to do this, that, and the other thing. I'm unworthy in the sight of God. I'm unworthy in this. How can you live your life thinking that you're unworthy in the sight of anybody? And you're never unworthy in the sight of God. First of all, God doesn't have eyes. You're not unworthy. You've got to understand that. And that is so ingrained in us. So ingrained in us that we are afraid to know that about ourselves. And when we start to get up there, remember what the world loves to get you up, but then it loves to chop you back down again. We're so afraid if we go too high, that's what's going to happen to us. Don't be afraid of that. This power will never chop you down. This thing that we call God will never chop you down. Race mind may try to chop you down. But don't hold yourself back from knowing your own magnificence by thinking that you're unworthy. You are not unworthy. And if you think so, get rid of that thought. And if you think it's because you've done something in the past, give that up also. The past has nothing to do with anything. The only power there ever is in the now, in the present moment. You can change every moment because that's the only time you can change. The past you can't change and the future you can't change. Only the now can change. That's where God lives. That's why it's called a living God. If God lived in the past, it'd be a dead God. We don't worship a dead God. And I use that term worship, not because God needs it, because I need it. God is beyond worship. God is too intelligent to want people to worship. God wants you to know. God wants you to know that you are wonderful, that you are magnificent, and that you are here to manifest what you want. That you're here to manifest what you want. I forget who said that we are actually godlings. Godlings. We're like little tadpoles trying to grow into a frog. We're humans trying to grow into God. Oh, frightening, huh? How could he say that? It's absolutely true. That's how I can say it. Absolutely true. We say here all the time, all that I am is God. But I am not all that God is. We are growing into that. You can find that in the scriptures. It won't say your tadpoles growing into God. It won't say your godlings. But it will say, don't you know that God made you just a little less than God? And that we can grow into that? You can find that in all sacred scriptures, by the way. I don't make this stuff up. It's just ignored by most people. Because most people do not want to know that. Maybe I shouldn't say most people don't want to know that. I should say most people don't know that. Because no one is telling them that. And certainly brand name churches are not telling you that. And it all boils down to power. And it boils down to, oops, we made a mistake. Now we're going to have to change. Because we have images in our mind that we were given a long time ago about what God is. And that there's a heaven, and there are thrones, and there are crowns, and there are this and that and the other thing. Complete twaddle. They had kings and queens in those days. That was the only way they could conceive of something. And they made all those beautiful paintings and all those beautiful murals and all that stuff that you see to impress the populace that couldn't read. It was called propaganda. And yes, all those things are beautiful, and I love looking at them, and I've been in every great church in the world. I love to go into a church. I love to see what's there. And I'm absolutely impressed with how beautiful Jesus is. Absolutely impressed. White and blonde, blue-eyed. Impossibility, you know. Absolutely impossibility. It came from the Middle East. How many blonde-eyed Middle Eastern people do you see? You know? But we buy into all of that. So we have a lot of leftover stuff on our mind when we were younger and couldn't think for ourselves. That got in there. Now, there's nothing wrong with that being in there. But if it's not getting you where you want to go, you better rethink it. I grew up Lutheran. In our church, there's always Jesus knocking at the door and at the altar. So I'm very familiar with that painting. And in all these years of learning and reading, I have changed my idea about what God is. But I never got angry at those people for teaching me something. Any time that I learned more about God that I didn't know, I feel more power. And I'm not threatened by that. And it makes all that stuff that I learned as a child fall into place better. But you can add this and make your consciousness grow with it instead of shutting it off and saying, oh, well, no, that's, we can't think that way. You can think anything you want. And here's another great big shocker. You know, you can make up any religion you want. I could start a religion and call it Dallasism. Yeah, you can just make them up. Doesn't matter. But we say, oh, we have to be this, 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 and this. You don't. What you have to do is think. That's what life is. That's what God is. That's what this whole thing is about. Learning to think better about yourselves. Learning to think better about life itself. Not allowing yourself to say, well, you see how humans are? They're always that way. Humans are weak. Humans are this, that, and the other thing. I hear this. I deny it immediately. We are here to discover our magnificence. We are here to believe in ourselves. To absolutely believe in yourself. You see? God doesn't care if you believe in it or not. Makes not one iota to God. No. Nor does it influence God if you like him or you don't. Has no influence on him whatsoever. this thing that we call the law shows no favorites. Works the same for me, for Tom, for anybody. Works the same for the gangsters. It just works. But you have to know that it works. And you have to know that it's always moving. It's always moving. This law will always take you from your good to your greater good. And it will always take you from glory to greater glory. Always. But it does that through your thinking, through your word, and what you're thinking into it. Because what you think into it, you will get back. If you think you're poor, you will get poor back. If you think you're rich, you will get rich back. If you want to draw money into your life, you must focus on money and you must think money. Not in that money is the root of all evil type thing, but in that way, what can it do? What can it? And know that you can have it. That you can have that money. That nothing is holding that money back from you but your own consciousness. When you maintain a wealthy consciousness, when you maintain a rich consciousness, you will have money. When Jesus said the poor will always be among us, he meant the poor in consciousness. The poor in consciousness. So change your thinking. Change your life. Stretch your consciousness. Allow yourself to have what you want. And know that you are wonderful. Know that. Always hold yourself in the highest esteem. The greatest gift you can give this thing called God is to learn to love yourself. That's the highest form of worship you can do, is to learn to love yourself. And it's wonderful. And so are you. And so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.